Oise lechi, on this side of the house, put up a lechi, a little stick. Velechi mikan, oise lechi mikan, velechi mikan, on both sides in front of your house, put two sticks up. Oi kurim mikan, the kurim mikan, or else put a stick across. A kurim goes across this way one, and across this way one side. Venaisa biemsa. And he yells, then you're allowed to carry straight across the street. Even though you're carrying from your house through the Rishus Rabbim, you're allowed to carry. Why? What's the view of the Shita? The Trashi? Lechem ikan, lechem ikan. B'shtei peyo shelechem in abatim. On the two sides of one house, put two sticks, two lechis. Lehekim b'yama for heker alone. Why? The Ksav Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Shita is, Deiz mechitzes heber Rishus HaYachim b'diraisa. Rav Yehuda holds, if you have two walls, that makes it Rishus HaYachim b'diraisa. A Rishus HaRabim has to be, there are no walls at all. It's a wide open place, that's called Rishus HaRabim. Once you have two walls like here, you have this front wall of the house on this side of Beverly, and you own the other house across the street is the other wall, so you have two walls in between. So when you walk in between these two walls outside, it's also called Rishus HaYachid. That's a view of the Shita Midiraisa. Well, I love that view. If you don't own it, then the Rabban, you're allowed to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus if you don't own it. We want to say you own both of them, so you're allowed to carry from this Rishus to that Rishus. So since you have two mechitzes, he holds that's midiraisa mutter. I'm the rabbon, and you have to have a third wall. So he holds for that a lechi is enough. That's a b'yudishita. Is kamashmo? Now a brisa says no. Only where you have four walls. So the gemara, and the gemara writes, Amrulay the chum said back to Yehuda, no. Ein ma'av reshus rab mekach. They say no. You can't be ma'av reshus rab mekach. Because we hold two walls of not making Rishus HaRabim, does not make Rishus HaYochid. So maybe it's still considered Rishus HaRabim. So through Rishus HaRabim, you can't make an error of putting up lechis. A lechi doesn't help to make a race Rishus HaRabim. I have two walls. As we hold two walls does not make Rishus HaYochid. It's still called Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara, so that's what our Bryce is saying. Only these things are called Rishus HaYochid. Not Yav Yudishita. So the Gemara, my Korle Gemura, why does our Brisa say, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemura? What does Gemura mean? Mal the time I would think. Ki pligi Rabbonu le the Rabbi Yehuda. When the Rabbonu thinks the Chon Yehuda didn't say two walls, could not make a Rishus HaYochid, to have a Rishus HaYochid doesn't make a Rishus HaYochid, hani mili letutu. That's only to go so far to be nekel, to say that you're allowed to carry in between these two houses that were two walls alone, to give it a din, Rishus HaYochid, that's Rabbonu HaMechulik. Avalizrak moidalei, but let's say you throw from Rishus HaRabin in between these two walls. Midiraisa, is it called Rishus HaYochid or not? Maybe Rabbonu say yes, it is called Rishus HaYochid. Midiraisa, the moidu two walls can make Rishus HaYochid. The only things I can say, you can't have the coolers to be metalkal in between. But maybe it has a din Rishus HaYochid, Kamashmullah, no. That we hold Midiraisa, two walls that not give a din Rishus HaYochid at all. And therefore it's still called Rishus HaRabin. Said Rashi, Mal the Tema, Ki Pligi Rabbonu Le Rabbi Yehuda Bebraisa V'yamri Ein Marv Rishus Rab Mekach Le Rishus HaYochid Hani Mil L'Tiltel. To be able to mamish walk in there, carry something, She Mut L'Tiltel B'Toychoi Ki Yitoni Ein Marv Rishus Rab Mekach, you can't make an error. The Gozal Bo Mishum Adom Rishus Rabin. So you can't give such a big heta to be able to mamish carry in between these two walls since there's a Rishus Rabin walking through it. Avul Israel. But stam throwing into this place between the two walls, shazorik mishus rab matoichay. If you throw from a real mishus rabin in between these two walls, moidele de chayiv. Maybe the rabbon na moidele midiraisa you are chayiv. The shtei mechitzas midiraisa. Maybe two walls midiraisa doesn't make it a mechitza. M'shem mishus hayochid aleh. It could have a shem mishus hayochid. Famash mala no gemura. So Rashi the chiddush here kolayma. Zuhi shenigro minyan mechitza shalo. What's called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa? How many mechitzas do you have to give Rishus HaYochid? Sheyesh lo mechitzas mechol tzad. If it has mechitzas on all four sides of it, for going charitz, either where you dug a hole, and on all four sides of the hole you have a mechitza. But can't get the same thing when a wall is coming up, that the wall is thick, dalit by dalit. The Amrinian midalit stodim on all four sides of it, we say, good asik pnei mechitzas. That means you have now a thick wall like this, and the top here is dalit by dalit. So at the top of this is called Rishus HaYochid. Where's the mechitzas on top here? When you're standing on the top place here, it's flat. The Torah says on the side, since this is called the wall, we say, good asik. This wall goes up, this wall goes up, this wall goes up, and this wall goes up. So now we're standing on top of this place, you're surrounded by dalit mechitzas. So only if you say good asik on all four sides, if you say you're standing on top of this makam, it's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because she have dal v'chitzis. And inside Yafua, Dalla Dalit. Abu the Rabbi Yehuda, Lenigma Mechitza Shalom, Leminion, Velav Rishus Yochidi Klaus. For according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only have two Mechitzes. Two Mechitzes is nothing, it's not called Rishus Yochid. That's why Lashon is Gemura. What makes Rishus Yochid? So Pashtus Rashi is Mashkema, what makes a Mechitza, what makes Rishus Yochid with the rights of four Mechitzes? The Swasemis wants to say not like that. He said the Rambam Shittu is Klom, the Midraisa, three Mechitzes making Rishus Yochid Midraisa. That the we need a fourth wall, it's only Midrabonim. That's why in the fourth wall we'll make it to make an Erev with Lechis, with Kuris, we'll make it on the fourth wall. Because Midraisa, we hold three walls making Rishus Yochid. Just if it's open on the fourth wall, Midrabonim, not like carry. See, once say even Rashi doesn't really mean Badafi after four walls. He's just saying Lafukir of Yudishit of two. But how many walls do you really need to give it a shame Rosh Hashanah Yochid? It could be only three. It's specific what Rashi Shita is. But Allah, we all like the Rambam Shita, that when you have three walls, that gives it a din Rosh Hashanah Yochid Midiraita. If you can throw from right outside from Rosh Hashanah Rabin into this Rosh Hashanah Yochid of just three walls, you'll be chayiv Midiraita. Right. Omamar. Zui Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It says now these three things we have, the highway, or the palti, or the main, the flea market where everybody gets together, or else the muvoyi, that's called Rosh Hashanah Rabin. But the more lamute mai, what's the chiddush, what's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabin? Lamute idut Reb Yehuda, another din of Reb Yehuda. The Tanan, Reb Yehuda roimer, im hoysa derech Rosh Hashanah Rabin, master koson, if yisal kenu etzdodin. If Rosh Hashanah Rabin was going through this mokum, then you have to move it on the side. Now this was halacha in the early regolim. They were not there when they used to go other regal zayin. They used to have to walk through on Shabbos, and the mother gets very thirsty. So there used to be burris, and the Rosh Hashanah Rabin used to be a well where you have your water. Now halacha is if the well is Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the water is considered like a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because the water is deep down, yutzvachim down. The well was yudadal adalud, so the water is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. If you want to fetch the water up to bring it on top, you can't do it, because the top of it is Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So what's the Yetzer to make even a top right near the well, to make that makam Rosh Hashanah Yochid? It's called Pasei D'Rois. Gemara and Erev, they gave him a Zundra Kulam. You put a stick on all four sides of it, which is just one arm of this way, one arm of this way. What do you call it? Like a... What? An L shape. Like you made a mechitza like this here, one arm, and one arm, two L's, like an L. On all four sides of it, they gave it a cooler that has a din with just a yachid inside. So therefore you're allowed to pick up the water from the well and put it on the side. That's a mazundra cooler pasi berois. That since on all four sides there's an L shape to it, and each part has at least an amma, that's enough to give it a shame mechitza. So consider like you have four mechitzas in the mitzvah, that's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And what's going to be if the rabbin, the derech, the road, was going mamash straight through these dalet soy, these dalet pasid rois? The rabbin went straight through it. So if you hold it's no good, it doesn't have a shame Rosh Hashanah Yochid anymore. Since the rabbin walked through it, they mavato these four poles, and you have to like move aside the pole and put on a new mokin. If the rabbin walks through, the rabbin is mavatlet. That's how to Yehuda. Im hoysa derech Rosh Hashanah Rabin. If the rabbin went through these poles, must kosum. If you saw candle, you have to pick it up and start them on the side. V'achom man reno, einoy tzorich, you don't have to move it on the side. It's still considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, even though the rabbin walked through it. But since in the Metzias you have four mechitzas here, when you have four mechitzas, that can't have a shame Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And even though the rabbin walked through it, but since it has a din of four mechitzas, it's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So that's the chiddush. That what's called Rosh Hashanah Rabin when there are no mechitzas at all. But here we have four poles on all four sides. Since that's considered like four mechitzas, even though the rabbin walked through, that's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabin. The chom moinim ain't it sorg. You don't have to move on the side. It's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabin since you have walls. So the Marva, my carle gemura. Why is it called Rosh Hashanah Rabin gemura? So the Marva, I did the Tony Reisha. Since in the first case it says Rosh Hashanah Yochid gemura, Tony Nami Seifer gemura. For the Gemara of Lachashiv Nami Midbar, how come we don't have the case Midbar? Because the Ikar Rosh Hashanah Rabin should be a Midbar, because in the Midbar we learn out the Melechus, we learn out the Lama Tes Melechus from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, where the Yidden walked, they walked 40 years in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. So the Ikar Rosh Hashanah Rabin was in the Midbar. So why don't we recognize the Midbar should also be called Rosh Hashanah Rabin? Tanya, a zelim reshus rabim. What's called reshus rabim? Sartia. That's the highways. Opaltia, this open marketplace. Gedolim, mavoya, some of loshin. We have midbar. It says the midbar is also called reshus rabim. And the more pushed, I'm rabbi lekasha. Can't bisman sheyisrael shruim b'midbar. It's those 40 years that the 600,000 yidden were living in the midbar, and they used to walk through the midbar. Was called reshus rabim then. Avakam bisman hazeh. Bizman hazeh holchim midbar. So the zel ver lo shchiach. Come on, nobody goes through the midbar anymore. So since you don't have any more 600,000 people walking through the midbar, avad bisman hazeh, the midbar is not called reshus rabim anymore. A midbar is not a kamus, not a derech hinuch. So the lower bryce before talking about bisman hazeh.
Davovum a base.
Omama. Im hoitzi vihichnas bishoige chayib chattis. Bemezi roinish korish. Viniskal. So it says what? If you take out from Rishusa Yochet to Rishusa Rabin, it says if you carry bishoige chayib chattis, bemezi if you carry out is oinish korish, that's without hasro. Viniskal. If you have hasro, you chayib skila. So the Gemara b'shoigi chayet chatis, if you carry out on Shabbos from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, that you chayet chatis, so the Gemara pshita avada. That's the Mishnah later. All the lametes malachas have the same halacha. You chayet chatis. What's the chiddush here by itzor? So the Gemara b'meizid oynish koris v'niskal itzuchlei. It's a chiddush to say if you carry out b'meizid without hasro you chayet skila, without hasro you chayet koris. And with that story, Chayes Kilo, that's the Chiddush, Yitzchak Lei. For the Gemara Nami Pshita, it's also Pshita, that you Chayev Misa, if you carry out the Mezid. It's one of the Lama Tes Melochis, and that's the Mishnah later, all the Lama Tes Melochis has the Chayes Kilo at the Hasroa. So the Gemara, Hokamash, one to the Rav. It's a Chiddush like Rav says. The Yom HaRav, Motzosi Megillah Storm, I found it in Megillah Storm, Bei Rebbe Chia, that was learned by Rebbe Chia, the Kosovo, what was written in this Megillah Storm, this hidden Megillah, what was written there? That says, Isi ben Yudah Oimer. Isi ben Yudah used to say a Chiddush. That Oves Melochis Mem Chosarachas. That's a Mishnah later. The Allah Mites Melochis. A 40 minus 1, 39 Melochis. The Einoi Chayiv Eloachas. And you only Chayiv one. So how the meaning is, if you do all the Allah Mites Melochis, you only have like one Chiv Chattis. Or one Chiv Misa. You only have one Chiv. For the Gemara Eni, that can't be. Isa ben Yudi can't say such a Chiddush like that. The Latanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Ovas Melochis, the Mishnah says, is Mem Chosarachis. There are 39 Lamates Melochis. And then the Mishnah recognized Ocheish, been exactly naming off all the 39 Melochis. So for the Gemara, the Kasha there, Vavinam Bo, Minyon Alomeli, and since the Mishnah recognized all the 39 Melochis, so Pshita's 39. Why does the Mishnah have to start off, tell us a Chiddush, there are 39 Melochis? The Yom Rabbi Yechiel, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Shim Osim Kulon, Pe'elam Achas, Chayiv HaKulachas V'yachas. The Chiddush is that if you do them all, Pe'elam Achas, Yechayiv 39 Chatois. When you did all 39 Melochis, you did them B'Shoigig on Shabbos, Elochim is Yechayiv 39 Chatois. So see, Klo, you can't say you only Chayiv one Chatois, you do them all. It says, Klo, Yechayiv 39 Chatois. So how could Isa Ben Yudah say you only Chayiv one? So the Gemara Ela Eimo Eina Chayiv Alachas Mehen. The Chiddush is that on one of the Lametes Melochas you're not Chayiv, and why are you not Chayiv? Not Chayiv Skila. See, Eina Chnami the Mishnah later says you'll be Chayiv 39 Chatois. That's only Chatois you Chayiv 39. But one of those Melochas, if you do it the Mezid, there's no Chayiv Skila. That was Isa Ben Yudas Chiddush. And what's our Gemara telling us now? For all Kamash Melon Ho. That the Easter hoyt saw on Shabbos this malacha mahanich tloi misafkun. The malacha hoyt saw from one of the malachas that is no safik. You are vade chayiv misa chayiv skila if you make hoyt saw from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin ba'asra you chayiv skila. That's the chiddush of our Gemara to say that even though Easter ben Yudah says this one of the lametes malachas, he knew one of them. This is not chayiv skila. So that was Gemara, but hoyt saw is nicha not from that safik. Such Rashi, Chayiv Chatez Pshita. Kibun de Tone Chodo, Rishus Hayochid, the Chodo Rishus Rabim, Nicht Nistama, Vim Hoitze Wicht is Chayiv. Learned just say it's Chayiv. Vi Anoye Dan, I would know, Vishagos Chate, so Shabbos Doine Karsu. I would know that, that's the Locha by Shabbos. That if you do something Bishayg, if you Chayiv Chatis, the way is Chayiv is Kilo. So enter tomorrow, Chayiv is Kilo. So no other than Nahonami Pshita, the Batsuros Kilo Mimchashis. The Torah says, if you do a Malacha Bishayg, the Mazin, you get Kilo. It was a hidden sefer, because at that time with Torah Shabbat play, you're not allowed to write down yet. When you used to hear somebody said a tremendous chiddush that wasn't learned yet, the Kaisrin Oysan used to write it down, then he used to hide the Megillah. That's why it's called Megillah Storim. It was a hidden Megillah, because at that time there wasn't a heter yet to write down Torah Shabbat, only as Eis Ratz at Lashem, a thing that you forget, you're afraid you'll forget it, that was mutter to write down. It there says, Ein Chayv Alachas. Hashtemash Rimosin Belem Echot Shloi Noid Aloi Deikolachas Vyachas Shechoto Ein Chayv Alachas. The Chol Chinu Shabbos Gif Echro. That was the Havimino. That the Mor says that can't be, because the Mishnah says not like that. So Maskana was Ein Chayv Alachas Min. Achas Yesh Ben Shein Chayv Alam Misa Zatrashi. Hey, so Yisi Ben Yehud is Bin Echadish. One of them you don't get Misa if you do it amazing. Well, I Pirish Ezi. We don't know which one. He didn't say which one. The Yashmina Tana, our Bryce here, told us the Matisse and the Tony. Niska, they make Hoitso on Shabbos. He gets Kilo to Hoitso, the Achnos and Mahanet, Loimis Havkun he. The Azula Yom Isa Ben Yehuda. Is that Sal Chiddish? Isa Ben Yehuda was not Mesupik Hoitso. Hoitso has Vadi Chiz Kilo. But Rashi says in Faisal, so the Ravadi, after Isa Ben Yehuda says, one you don't get, he meant Nisi you don't get. But Avad Chatis, that's the Mishnah later, that the reason why the Mishnah says 39, to tell if there's a case that you can have 39 Chatois. So that's Vada. If a Chatois, every one of the Amatas Melechim is Mechayiv Yuchatis. The Isi Ben Yudas Chidish is only for Misa, where one is not Mechayiv Yumisa. Right, to Omama, then the Bryce explained before also, Avuyam, if you carry through a Yam, through an ocean, or else a Bika, an open road, an open field, for Yistavonis, that's the platform, the front of the stores, the Akamalis and the Akamalis, Enum, Midiraitza, Loikrushus Yochav, Loikrushus Rabin. Midiraitza, Akamalis is not a Rishus Yochav, not a Rishus Rabin. Midiraitza, if you carry out, you put the Midiraitza. Frati Gemara, Obika ain't a Loikrushus Yochav. The Loikrushus Rabin, Obika means a wide open field. Is that true that it does not have the Loch of Rishus Yochav? The Yotanan. We learned the Mishnah. Habika, open field, the Emois HaChama, when it's very sunny outside, the people walk through the fields, is the Alok of Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. For Hilch HaShabbos, the Bikr is called Rishus HaYochid, of a Rishus HaRabim LeTuma. The Geet Hilch HaTuma, the Klal is Sofik Tuma, Rishus HaRabim is Tor, and if it's a Sofik, Rishus HaYochid's Tumi. You learn it out from Saita. Well, Saita is a Shalaf and Spira, with a Mokam Spira, so he said, that Sofik she's also. Now, Sofik Tumah means if you have a piece of bread lying in the field and there was a sheretz running around there, we have a Sofik, did the sheretz touch the piece of bread or not? We have a Sofik, is this bread tummy or not? So, Klal is, if the piece of bread is Rishus HaRabim, Sveikei Torah. That's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. If the piece of bread was left in Rishus HaYochid, the Klal is Sveikei is tummy. So now, a Bikra, we say, the Hilchos Tumah has Halacha like a Rishus HaRabim. It's not planted yet. So many people walk through there. It's Rishus HaYochid Shabbos. To Allah, Hilch LeRabimu. Shein Rabim Mistalkim and Amasir Lelech Pesoda. It's not like a highway. The highway is the Rishus HaRabim. People walk there. Through fields, people don't walk through the fields. So many of the fields is called like Rishus HaYochid Hilch Shabbos. Of a Rishus HaRabim Tumah, or Sveke Tor, if you have a piece of bread there, and you Mesupik, if the sheretz touched it or not, it's Tor. To Allah, Mokam Stiru. Because Negeet to Tumah, what's Tomei? Only if it's a Mokam Stiru. Sheyesh B'nei Yodim Nechnostim Lo. Vashek, an open field, people walk in there. To Sofik Tumah, the Tomei, that's what we say, Rishus HaYochid. A Sofik Tumah is Tomei, Misaita Garmin Lo. We learn it out from the Chiddush of a Saita. For Osam Stiru Ksid. The other Torah says that a lady, if a Eshesish, who had spirit with another man, so when that Sofik, she's also to her husband. The Nistra of Inya Tamod, the Mokam Stira, Tamehi, Labaila, Misofit. When they cannot have done the Sheretz, who are done by a Sheretz? Well, you have a piece of bread in the Rishus HaYochid,
and the sheretz goes there, we have a suffix, if it touched it or not, we should say yoch, and the suffix is tomei. There's a loch l'moshe mitzinais. Now, what's called Rishus Yoch, what's called Rishus Rabin? It's totally people go there. So here, an open field, the dikkah, it's true, some people go there. So the Hilkos Tomah, it's not called a Mokum Stira. It's not called like a Mokum Yuchar, only for men, and for we would have Bia. An open field, you would have it, it's called Rishus Rabin. But Shaykh, for Hilkos Shabbos, does the whole Rabin walk through an open field now? It's not very much Rishus Rabin, it's called Rishus Yochit. So I call upon him to stira. The Bryce before said that a bikkur in open field is only a kamelis, and here the Bryce says it's called Rishus Hayochid. So the Bryce of Aita, the Moisak Shem, what about when the rainy season? When the rainy season, you're ready to trashy these ruah. That's ready when the fields are growing, the tfu is growing. Is ain't not a nichnas law. When people don't walk through the fields for two reasons, that's just money, and also you don't want to ruin the tfu, the wheat that's growing there. So then the locher is Rishus Hayochid Kan Lokan. It's Rishus Hayochid for Shabbos, and no one didn't feel tumah. If you have a suffix, if the sheretz touch the bread, and the bread is in this open field, the Yomoy Saga Shamim, it's also tumah, because there are a locher is Rishus Hayochid. But call upon an alum, the gate to us, it's a spirit of a Shabbos. We before said a bikkur the camel is, and now the Bryce says a bikkur is Rishus Hayochid. Omar Ula Yolom Kamelis, Sebi. No, Avada, bikkur, open field, it doesn't have mechitzis, it's only a Kamelis. The Amai Kola Rishus Yochid. Why is it called Rishus Yochid for Shabbos? The fish and the Rishus Rabin. The Bryce just want to tell you it's not called Rishus Rabin for Shabbos. What's called Rishus Rabin? A mokum that the Rabin use or the Rabin go through it. The highways or the flea marketplace where the Rabin use it. That's called Rishus Rabin. But here in open field, since the Rabin don't walk through it, the Bryce says Rishus Yochid just means it's not a Rishus Rabin. But not to say it's really Rishus Yochid. That's Ulis Teretz. Ravashi Yama, Ravashi is a different teretz. Ravashi